No matter how hard it hits you, you feel no pain. All you feel is the vibe. And I must say, CK did a great job with that piece of music. And the remix, of course, featuring Joe Boy and Kwame Eugene on that piece of music. Love 1TT. That song, of course, has blasted the internet from TikTok to Instagram to YouTube Shorts. Every single social media platform has plenty of that song. And the latest light hit.
Yeah, it's a jam. It's a vibe. So, yeah.
I think that ladies have a lot of songs about women. You know, men spend their time, really. And you tell men that you're working for women, you say, no, God forbid. I'm working for myself. Meanwhile, even from the songs, all the songs in the world, in fact, go way back in time, you would have a lot of songs for women.
Yeah.
That only under, of course, again, underscores how important and how special women are.
Absolutely.
And I think women should start giving men some credit, right? We love you. We're showing it. We might be doing a giddy, or we might allow our ego to, you know, play most of the time or show most of the time. But hey, trust me, we cannot survive. We cannot survive without the women.
We give credit to the ones who are doing well. We give credit to the good ones.
Even those ones you think are not doing well, right? Deep within them, they appreciate women.
I know they do.
It's just conditional.
But they don't show it.
It's condition that has, you know, conditioned them.
True.
To not express their real self.
Yeah.
Naturally, men are made to love women. Naturally. You know how you know it is? Who can agree with me out there?
I agree with you.
But going back to the song, man, there's a lot of lot of songs about women, and I think that it's high time our female artists, you know, start doing plenty of songs about men. I mean, let's rub our mumu buttons more now, press our hair, you know, rub, massage our egos more. Maybe I feel like, okay, you know. Yeah, I mean,
you're right.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to Tiwa Savage, by the way. She has a number of songs that have to do with men.
Yeah.
And I think she's the one I remember. But hey, guys, we need more. We need plenty of those songs. It's a throwback Thursday indeed.
It is a throwback Thursday. And how are you, Colin?
I'm doing great. We're set.
It seems like you're, I don't know, are you fine? Are you sure you're fine?
I should be asking you. I'm okay.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Totally fine. All right, it's 12 minutes out of 10, and we are set again, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Lagos, welcome. It's Thursday today, and of course, from the 11 o'clock hour, we'll be having the family clinic.
Yep.
But first of all, the first hour is the feel of Lagos. Check your time. It's 10:13 on the clock right now. And of course, you are live with the Techers.
That's right.
I am Andrea Oduobi Teke.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins.
Okay, so how are you doing and what's going on around your area? You want to feel free to just also give us the situation report as usual. Feel free to do that. The phone lines haven't changed. 0700-993-993-993. And then the female-only line is 01465-7190. You want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that.
On 0809-597-5805. At 0809-597-5805. That's the WhatsApp number. And as we get into the banter today, I was just thinking about the streets of Lagos and the things that happen on the streets of Lagos, okay. You know. Specifically fights, street fights, you know, the mumu fights that happen in Lagos. I think it's high time we talked about it. I know someone was blaming it on the frustration, but hey, now that we know that all of us are frustrated, do you want to start fighting ourselves on the streets? Let's go calm down.
Mm-hmm.
All right, at the end of the day, I know that there's a lot of frustration out there. People trying to meet up, you know, especially towards the end of the year right now. When Nimba, and gradually you start hearing, Merry Christmas, ho, 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 very soon. And I know a lot of people are checking their list of things they are ticked earlier to do or achieve this year, and they're right now in a hurry. Coupled with the fact that the Naira is freaking. Freaking is not the original word I wanted to use.
Freaking.
You and I know that it's morning radio and it's NBC.
Goodness.
That's why I did not use the exact word I wanted to use. Freaking. Soaring high. Mm. When it's supposed low, even not low, it's higher. Higher to where? Where is the Naira running to? I know that alone is enough to frustrate people.
Absolutely.
I mean, cooking gas. 12 kg.
Man.
People are paying up to 12K or more. The gas of 3.5.
Do you want to get Nigerian? So Lagos is talking about that one.
No. I just want to let them know that we know that there are a lot of factors that are responsible for the frustration.
Yeah.
But specifically street fights. Mm. We have to stop it. How can you be tying tie? You wear tie, you wear suit. Mm. And then the next thing you come out of your mind, you say, forget this suit, forget this style. I will blow you now. I say, sorry, sir. Sorry, sir, you're speaking English just a while ago. So what's wrong with all of you in this Lagos? You know, I've seen, there's a recent video I saw of an old man. It's like an old veteran boxer. So yeah. One young guy just, he saw the baba say, you know, hey, this baba, he came out, and then, I mean, even though he sweet me as a boxer myself, he sweet me to see the baba, you know. You know, but I was just like, baba, hey, titagba. You know?
God.
But this street fight in Lagos, you know, is getting too much.
But you know, there are some times where you just have to, you know, draw some lines. There's some times where you just have to make some people realize, no, because I wear suto, that you think that you can step on me and just walk past.
Yeah, I know.
Or, you know, because I'm speaking English to you and you think that I am stupid.
Yeah.
You know? There are times where you have to just make it clear that, no, you cannot override me or intimidate me.
Okay.
And, you know, just go away.
I know that for sure. Lagos can push you, but we're going to appeal and beg, you know, increase your patience level to the point where you just walk away.
That's
except
why,
if it's for self-defense.
Mm.
You know, because if you're near that hand, near me, I could use left hand for you, you know what I'm saying? But hey, we want to talk about us, how we can reduce, I don't, you know, whatever. It's just an appeal, all right? Please, street fights, let's reduce them.
That's
why. Saw you say, God bless you. Just say, God bless you. I forgive you. The guy said, go surprise. He called you Mumu Ole. Don't worry. Who is he to call you Mumu Ole? Who is he? If it's better, will he be on the street hustling? You get what I'm saying? So I think we have to just change our mindset and try to reduce the tension on the streets of Lagos. And have you gotten into the street fight before? I have. I have some stories to share with you. And if you have, you can share with us too.
Okay. The phone lines are 700-993-993-993.
01465-7190. For WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. Hi, Stanley. Good morning. Sorry. Hello, Stanley, you there? Okay, Stanley was calling from Suleri. You can call back.
Okay, on WhatsApp, I don't know who this is, but this person here is saying, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, guys. No joy for Lagos, so... So, is that the reason you would engage in a street fight?
Well, we just want to know if you had that experience, and that some of these fights are caused by stupid, nonsense, common nonsense things that you'd be like, come on.
You should know better. You should do better.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy birthday to you.
Holy Adal.
From Kalahari, Hello, be thy name.
Holy Adal.
Yeah, street fighting, you know, sometimes it's set up, it's not really fighting between the two parties.
Hmm.
So that when people come to separate them, the other people who are hiding, they will come out to take something from them.
Hmm.
They can see their phone, they can see their money, but the arrangement is arranged between those two people that are fighting. They go and later come and share the money or whatever they are collected to sell.
Okay.
That's right.
I have an encounter with that in Lagos Island.
Okay.
So I only use indirect language to talk to the mother that I know your mother. We are at the same church. Why have you not been coming to the church? What's the man carry big load. So he wanted to fight the man, so the other people will come and carry the load and run away.
Mm.
So I was able to settle the matter and I pleaded to him. I told the man, tell him sorry. He can't tell him sorry. That was how it ended.
All right.
It's not ordinary, except maybe it's women to women.
Mm. All right.
Women to women. I met two women about to fight at the K2 market, and I intervened. I said, "Why would if your children hear that your mother, with both of you fight in the market as a mother, is that not a disgrace?" They acknowledged me, and the three of us are walking away without the fight.
Now that's
someone
good.
Someone just ran from his shed and gave me a mighty cane on the back.
Wow!
I followed the man to his shed. I said, "Why?" He said, "Sorry." So they were waiting for to see that fight. So that they can be clapping their hands. Hey,
wow.
Hey, you know, they are like that. You know, a lot of Lagosians, they are not educated. They are just ordinary men that come to hustle, but they don't have something up here.
Wow.
All right, thank
shots.
You.
Those are heavy shots, man. David from Bagada is on the line too.
What's up, Lagos? Welcome, David.
Thank you, Manny.
Good morning.
Mine was an Okada experience.
Okay.
It was not even too long ago.
Okay.
I was in a hurry, so I was on Pedro area. I said I should just take a bike so that I could get where I go on time.
Yeah.
So this guy was just coming. You know, his eyes were red. My subconscious mind was saying I should not body. But I was in a hurry. I said, okay, take me to Zoso and so please. I hopped on. Next, the guy was just speeding, you know. And he now passed the area that I said he should take me to. So I cautioned him, guy, this way I'm going now. You know,
yeah.
He was shouting, you know. In fact, I nearly punched him that day. It was people that came and he was just so lucky that day. It was just last week. Oh.
Wow. Don't punch you. You don't know if he has something in his left hand.
He was on drugs. Like, the guy was not even...
Yeah, like you said, his eyes were red. So... All right, thank you for sharing that one.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for sharing. We have Anthonia online. Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yay, Chess Alive! Come on.
Welcome indeed. Wow.
Welcome.
Good morning, Andrea Adobe. Take
care. That's so.
Antonio.
Good morning to
Good
you,
morning.
Antonia. I love the excitement. Wow.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm a fan of this program, What's Up Lagos.
Oh.
Wow. Great to know.
Thank you.
But I never win the 10,000 that I win at the show.
You don't play?
Have you played?
I don't try. I never know they go.
Try today.
Try today. Maybe you just be a winner.
Oh.
Try.
Okay. See, my baby is greeting too. She say, aha.
Aha.
All right. Thank you
so much.
Thank
you for calling. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Collins. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Alfred. I just want to report a case present now. I drive my vehicle.
Okay.
To also the police station.
All right.
Also the along also the police. Stop me now.
All right.
They request for the papers. I give them the papers. They check. It's like the person that look into the paper is a kind of unlearned policeman.
Okay.
So he don't know the papers. Everything is intact, including my driver's license.
Wow.
So he don't know the papers. We call the superior officer to look into the matter. My name is Alfred Taye, is my name.
Okay.
I call the superior officer to look into the paper. The superior officer come, which is one star. He didn't even look the paper. He enter my vehicle. He said, let's go to the police station. I try to make him understand. Check the paper. Nothing is wrong with the papers now. They didn't even listen to me. They said, no, let's go to the police station. That is what we are dragging now.
Wow.
So I want you to make the Inspector General of Police, the Police Commissioner of Lagos State, to be aware of the matter.
All right.
Right now.
Okay.
That is what is going on.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. Are you there? Have they released you just yet? You know, they haven't.
They never released me. I'm inside with inside the car now. Give them the paper. The paper is with them.
All right.
The paper is with them.
Osho, the police station. Which of these stations specifically?
The road link to Ikeza along. Opposite this. I think it's Makide, they call it. I think so. Makide
right.
Police station.
All right. What you do is, I mean, just pay attention and try and get the names of the officers. All right, if possible, and then.
I don't even ready to drag with them.
All right.
With them.
All right.
With them.
Okay, no problem.
I want the nation to be aware of it.
Absolutely. You've just said it on radio and I've heard you. Sorry about that. And please be safe and let us know how it goes. And I'm sure that the commissioner and the PPRO of the state and indeed IGP and everybody, and their different offices are listening. If you can put a call through to the DPO of that particular police station, Noshodi, this gentleman is, you can look into the case and be sure that it is not one of those cases of extortion. Mm. I mean, I saw a video yesterday on social media. One police officer, the guy was begging, Baba, I'm Oluwo, Kosowo. The guy said, Oluwo, the Baba said, Kolowo, Kolowo. If everybody was saying Kolowo, Kosowo, Kosowo, will we be here? Mm. Is it how it's called? Is it Kosovo? Kosovo, we're going to eat. This thing still happened, and it's annoying, and we just have to like keep talking about it until someone listens and changes their mind.
Absolutely. We'll go on a break shortly, but before then, we have WhatsApp messages. This is coming from Hassan from Igorodu says, good morning, Collins and Andrea. It's only in Lagos that everyone is ready to fight at any time because of stress. He says, going home, problem, back home, wahala. So if you are mistakenly step on another person at the bus stop looking for a bus, okay, you'll be in trouble.
That's right.
Mm. Another here, let's see. He says, I'm unique. He says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning. No joy for Lagos. And he says, I'm unique. And unique people don't fight. And fight is an irresponsible act. So they fight for streets. Who they fight for streets, Naim no get work. All right.
For Lagos, no go less like that. That's what we're appealing. Well, we need to run for the break now. When we come back, we'll talk more about this and then continue to hear your feel this morning. Music to remind us of what we need to cherish, the love we have, the life we have, and that's exactly what the show stands for, to promote us cherishing every moment of life. We're still finding out.
How you're doing, Lagos? It's 10:36 on the clock right now. And yes, it's still the feel of Lagos, what is going on around your area. And how are you doing? On our banter this morning, we're talking about street fights. Have you engaged in any? And then you were saying something about the frustration that people experience. And
that's
that
right.
Could be the reason one would want to exchange blows and slaps and kicks and what have you. Have you witnessed a street fight where you're just like, punch well now.
You don't even know.
Punch this thing well now. Why are you taking your time to punch? Not like I am trying to promote any violence or something.
Yeah.
But there have been times where in my mind of mind, I'm watching both of them fight. I'm like, why is this one not hitting this one well? Why are you people playing now? You know, I'm not evil. I know that you want to judge me right now.
They can't
evil.
Judge you because low-key in their mind of mind.
They do the same thing, right? So, I'm just saying, if you want to do a street fight,
at least know how to do it.
Make sure you are capable. I mean, another thing I was going to say, right? You know how that you're not sure if this person is living dead. How do I mean?
Yep.
You don't know if the person has an underlying illness or something. And this person is just waiting for you to give a punch so that they can die. And then they hold you. And then you say, never metro, but just make a respond.
The story will change.
And it will come back to your table.
Uh-huh.
Haven't you seen experiences
I've
like
seen that?
Now, this has even happened right in my presence. I mean, I think this was in school then, where these two people were fighting. This lady, we used to call her then Karashika.
Okay.
If she's listening, shout out to you.
Oh,
I don't know if she's listening now. It's been how many years ago?
Yeah.
But that's what we call her. And then this other, my classmate, you know, the lady who they call Karashika, she's just, you know, very slim looking, beautiful lady. But, you know, she's very gentle and soft and calm.
Mm-hmm.
And most times we suspect, God, are you sure this girl is fine?
Mm.
But I mean, she appears fine and not so fine sometimes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she did something to this other lady, my classmate as well. And then the other lady wanted to respond to her. We kept saying, don't touch her. Don't touch her. And then the other lady gave her a punch. And that was it.
Wow.
She slumped.
Hmm?
She slumped right in front of the class. So, I don't know, man.
Yeah, when that happens, the story changes.
It changes. It comes back to you. So, why do I want to raise my hand to punch someone who I'm not even sure is fine health-wise?
Absolutely. So, our appeal today is for you to calm yourself down.
Mm.
Please avoid stories that touch. Even when they push you, except if it's for self-defense. You know, I keep saying that.
Yeah.
Even when someone is pushing with words, you're mad, you're this, your father, your mother, you're this. Just
thanks and God bless. And you move on.
Just walk away. I know some people.
It's hard.
The last fight that I heard was someone that said, he said my mother.
Yeah.
I'm like, even your mama would tell you don't fight for such things.
Mm.
If you say your mother, eh?
I heard. What happened to my mom?
Because
my
some people,
fine doing well
I know this
home.
Is sensitive. Some people do not want, they don't want to hear
that you insult their mom or
just say anything that sounds like, yeah, they become so
defensive. That's
I understand
true.
The emotions. I understand how sensible that is.
Yeah.
I mean, the sensibilities
that involve.
You know, but here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, fighting is not right and it's not good.
It's not.
When they
it's
push
not.
You to the wall, as far as your life is not
threatened.
Yep. And it's not self-defense, like I said. If you can walk away, walk away.
Yeah.
Even the biggest of trained fighters, they are trained to know how to fight their way out and run away, not to stay there to fight. So please, I hope this appeals. I still want to hear your story.
This is where emotional intelligence comes to play.
Yep.
Where that you know how to control yourself whenever you are, you know, very angry or very tense, or even going through some depressing moments, right? Mm-hmm. You know how to control yourself.
That's right. And that's where a lot of people fall. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Welcome.
Let's talk.
I'm calling from Lecce.
Welcome.
Fantastic.
I'm just listening to you guys about Street Fight. I'm just laughing. You know? I'm just laughing. Although it's been a very long time since I got involved in such things. Ever since I've been to Lagos for more than 10 to 15 years now, I've not been knowing, but although I see some, I've seen some of them like a couple of times, you know, fighting, you know, these people here, you know, choke bottle, you know, stuff like that. But the picture is not always fine. It's not always fine. It doesn't always end well, because I as I am now, I hit something like blood, you know, coming out. I mean, I look more frightened when I saw stuff like that. So I normally walk away.
That's smart. Thank you so much. Appreciate. Walk away. You know.
Okay. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Do you want to share your street fight experience on the streets of Lagos or anywhere else that you must have experienced one?
Absolutely. We'd like to hear that.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yeah. Good morning, Timothy from Ikeja.
Welcome, Timothy. Welcome.
Yeah, I really enjoy the show today.
Thank you.
I think this is the first thing that, for my life, this is the first thing that took me to police station.
Oh.
Wow.
For my life, the fight. The issue is that the fight is not even my own fight. I just take another person fight for myself. So, and at the end of the day, I land for a station for self.
Oh, boy.
So, since then, I think this is the last fight I fight for my life.
Wow.
Since then, because a friend came to our community. Mm-hmm. So, somebody has issue with my brother. And that particular day, that guy happened to have a friend, came from somewhere to visit him also.
Mm-hmm.
So when the guy had issue with my brother, I just sitting down with my brother, and the guy was coming with his own friend that came from another place, and they were saying that if this guy trying, if you don't know where I came from, if he say I came from this community, I will show him. That is the only thing that provoked me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, ah, you that just came for visit from another place, you don't even know what it happened. You just want to take another person fight.
Hmm.
And so the problem just started between me, my brother, and that guy with his friend. The only one blow I give to this guy no check again.
Hey.
The next thing, no be problem with now to rush him go hospital. Before I know, they came with police. They took me and my brother to the lamp for station. Since that time, the guy, he said, by God grace, before the guy survived. Since that time, up to today, if you like, he's not my grandfather. And I just walk on my own. Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Timothy, for sharing.
Yeah.
That's, so you see?
It never ends well. And all those people who are giving you ginger, say, oh, yeah, they want to record for social media.
Yeah.
And you see, that's the attitude of special negotiants generally.
Yeah.
A lot of people out on the streets. When you see a fight, the next thing is you bring out your phone
and start recording.
Not just fight, any scene,
yeah.
People just want to record and put it on the socials. And those are some of the dangers of a social media, because of likes for clouts, and then someone is dying. People could kill themselves fighting. Especially when women are fighting, sometimes. My body could bite me like, no.
Don't do it. But people will encourage it. And let's just say what it is. Most people enjoy it because of, you know, they have the tendency of going naked and everybody shouts, yay! And they see what they're not supposed to see and things like that. So I think that's why. But it's not a pleasant sight, especially to see. Apart from just seeing people fight, for me, right, it becomes personal when I see women or two women fight.
Absolutely. Nah. I mean, and the funny thing is, you never see professional fighters on the street fighting.
No,
never. Because one of the training is you do not, you know.
Yeah.
Even if you do it, you'd have fought finish. People will never see what happened. It's just 2 seconds, pop. Somebody's ready. You get what I'm saying? And those who do not have the ability to fight, they want to fight. Why?
Because someone stepped on you. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Stella. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Hi, all right. Stella, welcome.
I saw a fight that two neighbors fought. The one that was on top beating somebody, that one died. The one that was on the ground did not die. So then I decided not to fight again.
What? Hey. Okay. Thank you for sharing.
I'm sure this is going to be somebody is tying a blow right now. That's a lot of this fight. Some is just a simple push before you know it.
The person is gone. Yay, this is scary. Just even thinking about it. This is scary. Hello.
What's up, Otto?
Chest alive.
Andre, my sister, long time no talk.
Abio, welcome.
Prof.
Good morning.
Thank you, my brother. You know, for me, I'm a left-handed somebody.
So you used to give left hand.
Oh my gosh. You know, I say when we were young those days, right? We were in school, and this boy, they call him Omolujo. He used to claim big boy. So I just come that year. They say, Chris, not try Omolujo. Omo. As I throw, like Andre said, he said they punch, right? The first one I give the guy, kill, for his forehead, the guy land on the floor. Started stretching. I said, Christopher, and I like, carry him. You must carry him. They bring water, sprinkle water on the guy. Then he woke up. Say, boy, why you do this thing where you do now? So
you're lucky.
Fight end immediately. Then I witnessed as a follower on that bridge here, conductor and the passenger. That time they will enter bus for 20 naira, right? The guy said, look, this is all I have. Please take this 10 naira. He said, Allah, you must complete that 20 naira. Conductor hooked this guy. They begged this conductor. He said, no. Mark Pilene, yeah. Can you come? Before you know, the conductor pushed it. Started bouncing.
Yeah.
And the guy said, wait, can't drop him back. From one point where the guy threw, the conductor land for ground. Palomondo Bridge Hill.
Wow.
And the guy was raising his voice. Everybody was, leave this man now. Leave him now. Please take the tech for where? I saw the guy land for floor.
Oh boy. It never ends well.
I'm telling you, one thing with me, I don't know whether it's a fault. Once I see people argument or to come to fight, I will make sure I separate. And people always say, Chris, you know them. I say, it doesn't matter. I saw a soldier flogging one young boy at Suru bus stop along at Jegula area there. Everybody was running away. I got to that. What did this young man do? So he come into a hotel, everybody was running. This boy, because he has a shoulder, the what do you call it? Then he can. I said, no, you don't do this. Even with your uniform.
Well said, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. We have Karina. Hello? Okay. 0700-993-993-993. And the female only line, 01465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that also.
0809-597-5805. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, okay.
Good morning.
This Lagos fight thing, sometimes they just push you to the wall and you have to react. There was this day, me and my younger sister, they are twins, and my youngest brother, we're going out.
Okay.
We're coming back from Fagba to Penn Cinema. Okay. So we entered the bus, we paid the guy. So, you know, halfway, he just veered off, said, we should come down, we should come down, we should come down. He's going to Ikeja, he's not going to Penn Cinema anymore. He said, okay, give us our money now. He said, which money? Which money? I mean, get down, get down, get down, get down. I'm going to strip you guys naked. He spoke to me, Yoruba. My giant own thing. Can you come to me? I said, which one is this one? He got down, turned around, and went to the... Because my sisters were sitting directly behind him. I was in the middle seat, and then my younger brother was at the last seat. So he came back and gave my sister, the first person he encountered, gave her a punch in the face. On top of her right eyebrow, and it was as if he used blade to cut her open.
Wow.
She started bleeding. Hey, when the second sister saw him, she now went and grabbed him. That today, you will kill person today.
Hmm.
You know, when I saw him, he said, he's going to strip us naked. And me, I'm always prepared though. I don't go out without wearing my tights. And we're all wearing gowns because we're coming back from an occasion. I just removed my dress. I can't even remember where I flung it.
Wow.
That nakedness. You wanted to see crazy, Abby.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You're going to see crazy.
You gave him crazy.
I gave him crazy.
Wow.
People now started coming. They saw three people looking very identical because we look identical.
Okay.
They saw one bleeding with a gash on her head. The other one wrapped him like she was going to remove his head from his shoulder.
Hmm.
And I was just standing there. I just folded my arm. And I just stood there, the third person.
Hmm.
You know, people now say they're coming. Say, guy, you don't buy market today. Oh, you're in trouble. So I told my youngest brother to go back to the house, go and call my elder brother. My elder brother is only say all the kung fu he has learned over the years, he didn't know
where to use it.
To practice. When he got there, he beat this guy. They beat the living daylight out of him. They now dragged him. Took my sister to the hospital. In fact, she got like 5 stitches on her head.
Wow.
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 You know, so sometimes you can't just avoid. They will not allow you to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's
it's
right.
So crazy that day.
Okay. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing.
Oh,
you know,
goodness.
That one is self-defense. You know,
it
that's
is
kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Because you're
absolutely
threatening. You blow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You blow, you'll be blown.
Yeah.
That's
actually
it.
And then, you know, I was going to say, even Chris May gave another story where that, you know, you are all you're giving us the, and then all of a sudden
you are down.
You are down
man,
on the
man
floor.
Down. Man down. Conductor in distress. Anyways, we have a minute. A lot of messages coming in.
We have messages indeed. Okay, let me take this one. This one here says, it's coming from McBiscuits from Alagbado. He says, what's up, Lagos? I am a taekwondo practitioner, and the first lesson we were taught at the school was when you see a fight, run first.
Yep.
Only fight if you are cornered and your life is under threat.
That's right.
Mm. I have a very gentle face, and there was a time I fought off two robbers who came to rob me in school. He says, right, fight is sweet if you sabi, but don't make it look like you're looking for it.
That's right. I clap for that. I can't relate. Well, good to know that you're listening. We are live. We are the Techers on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we're set for the family talk and indeed the family clinic. But before then, there have been a number of messages on the first hour that we'd like to take, right?
Absolutely. Oliver from First Stack here says, what's up, Lagos? Beautiful. Good morning, beautiful couple. He says, Oga Collins, you and Madam Andrea look alike. Oh, I'm seeing the resemblance.
We look alike.
Ejetimix. He said he's strong. Mm-hmm. And he says, I used to fight before I stopped after I discovered that anytime I'd fight, it is usually bloody. Someone stole my wallet at Computer Village the day before yesterday. But thank God I was able to notice on time and trace the person. I caught the guy. I grabbed him by the neck. And he says, people begged me to leave him since I had already caught him. He returned my wallet. I left him. When I got home, I asked myself, what if I had slapped or punched him and he dies? The story changes. Even though he stole from me. All right. Another here is coming from Godsing Idowu from Satellite Town. He sent quite a long message. He said, good morning, the techers. What's up, Lagos? Well, I've been engaged in a street fight before in a bus whereby I was about entering a bus and I mistakenly stepped on a lady who was sitting very close to the door and refused to adjust herself for others to come in. Could you believe that this lady gave me a very hot slap at my back? I didn't respond immediately. I patiently sat down at her back and balanced very well and gave her the first one on her cheek. Wow. And the second one on her face. When she was about looking back, she began to weep bitterly and I started feeling pity for her and started regretting my actions. Everybody in the bus hailed me, including women, that she has no right to slap a man no matter what. And then you have the right to slap her back.
No.
I don't know. This does not even sound good to me at all. But hey,
when impaled, you know, that's where emotional intelligence, like you said, comes.
Yeah, he was really upset, I guess, yeah. You know, because of the hot slap she gave him and he had to retaliate, you know. So I think that's why, yeah. This person has been begging and sending a lot of messages, Collins. You need to see the amount of messages this person has been sending.
So this is WhatsApp.
Just so that you can respond.
Okay,
what he says, say? Collins, I beg. I want to register for left-hand tutorials. People, they make me vex for this country. Especially for Aso Rock. And he has sent this message like this, I don't know, but I'm sure that this is more than I don't know.
Oh my, oh my. Left hand tutorial.
That's what he's asking.
It's inbuilt. Let's see.
Philip from Surulere here says, what's up, Lagos? You people are amazing. I love listening to your show every single day. I have been trying all this while to call, but my call couldn't just connect. However, fighting is not the best option to solve issues. Sometimes walking away and pretending not to hear all the insults the opponent is throwing on you to provoke you is the best option for me.
Just close your ears.
Well, not everybody can close their ears and just, you know, walk past. But, you know, that's what we're saying. Street fights, not good.
That's right. Not good at all.
Not good.
I remember I shared a story one time, a long time ago, about a woman who actually slapped a captain in the Navy without knowing that it was a captain.
Oh, wow.
Based on, you know, crash, minor scratch, and then she just came out, are you mad? Are you stupid? Are you mad? Are you stupid? He lights the captain. Light down.
Wow.
Slap soldier. Navy. Oh, yeah. And the soldier said, well, I a woman, I won't touch you. Before you know, we won. You know, different.
And they picked her up.
Hungry soldiers were around. Then I see his woman. And I would say, okay, you call your husband though, and tell your husband that you just slapped.
Oh my God.
It's a story for another day.
I'm sure your husband would like, stay there and solve your issue.
No, I put it on radio one day and I asked her, what would you do in that situation?
Because
it's a real life story.
Wow.
And then the lady called the husband though. Say, I mistakenly slapped a Navy on the streets. They say I should call you. You what? That's where you test the true love of your love husband.
I don't know. Me, yes. that wasn't now.
You like, I'll come. I'll say, I'll just come straight
up. But would you think that I would raise my hand to slap anyone?
No, I know you won't. I know you wouldn't. You wouldn't.
I know.
First, you wouldn't do that. But hey, husband, would you come? Or you just stay? don't respond. But bottom line, the man came and, you know, the man called his wife and told the wife to slap the man. Many slapped. So that, you know, they want to treat your F up. They do
what?
It very, they're not in a hurry to do it. They take their time to treat it. They brought the wife. Solid wife. So yeah, see this man here. The wife slapped me. So I want you
to slap your
to
own.
Slap the man.
Oh no.
And slap the woman joint.
Nah, this is not even sounding nice in my ear.
That's the way it ended though.
Ah, nah.
I'm sure that woman will never slap in her life.
In her
Anyways. All right, guys. I think it's ready. It's time for us to get into the clinic now.
Yeah, but before we go into the clinic, remember last week, Thursday, Anita was in the clinic.
Yeah,
and if you listened, she was she is a help, a domestic help, who, you know, needed to leave because she's been maltreated.
Yeah.
And remember that her issue was how to tell her mom, you know, to tell the people who brought her to Lagos that she needed to leave. And, you know, it was really, really a tough one for her. But thankfully, thankfully, we found a way to talk to the mom and tell the mom, or convince the mom to get her to leave where she was brought to, that is to leave her madame's house.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good news, and I thought that to give feedback to people who were concerned about her last week. So yeah, that's the good news.
It's great news. Let her leave, oh, madame that wants to put in prison you. Nah. your freedom is needed.
Absolutely. So yes, it's time to head straight to the clinic because someone else is in the clinic today.
That's right.
And she needs our help.
The Family Clinic with the Techers. Now, let's get into the clinic.
Okay. So in the clinic today, we have Osas. I'm going to read her story so that we can understand the situation we're dealing with today. Now, she says, good day, the Techers. Bless you for all you do. Please help me share my story on air in the clinic. And she says, I have been dating this man since we were in the university. I am in my 30s. Our relationship is going to 7 years now. Our families both know each other. His mother likes me so much, same with his siblings. My family also like him, but my mom has been skeptical lately. She has been asking me, when are we getting married?
Yeah.
And I have been telling her soon that when he is ready, he would propose. Initially, I wasn't bothered because he has been assuring me that we would settle down soon. Now, I don't know when soon is. He is comfortable financially and I'm also doing my own business and making money. I don't know what the delay is. I'm a bit worried. Is he going to waste my time after all these years? Then he won't propose. I also have been seeing some posts on social media that guys are saying because the woman stays with them that long does not mean he would marry her. I am a little worried. Please, I need advice.
Wow. 7 years. Are you Lord of the Rings?
No, he hasn't even proposed to her. They're just in a relationship.
Oh,
and they have been in this relationship for 7 years.
Man.
She says, you know, they were dating from the university days. And now they're, you know, doing well on their own. But they're still in the relationship. Her family knows his family. And his family knows her family. But, you know, he has not gone further to saying, okay, I'm ready to get married to you. And his mom has been, her mom rather, has been skeptical. Her mom has been asking the question, is this guy not ready to settle down with you? What is going on with you both? And she said for some time, initially she wasn't feeling any pressure, so to speak. But recently, I think, I'm not sure, but I'm thinking it's because of the pressure she's been getting from the mom, and also the social media posts that she must have seen that triggered some kind of insecurity. I think that's what she's dealing with right now.
You know, if you want to go for this kind of story by people's experiences, it now puts you in a more confused state.
That's
because, well, there are people who have been together some 12 years before they eventually got married.
Yes.
There are others who, you know, have been together for a long period and then they decide to separate. There are others who, the guy just a player, he's looking for the way out.
Yeah.
So there are different strokes of different folks.
Absolutely.
Now, we cannot tell which of this, our person in the clinic is, we don't know which of this is her own experience, only time will tell. But now that she has worries, she has to determine it. I don't know whether she should, like, maybe determine it, whether it's because of the mom's pressure or her own pressure, or whether the guy has shown any sign.
He wants to, but from what she said, she says she's not, he hasn't shown her any sign that he is ready just yet.
So what is Sora Dibe? Have they talked about it?
Yes, they have spoken about it.
Wow.
They have actually spoken about it from, you know, the conversation we had personally. She has actually spoken to him. In fact, it's looking as though is a constant thing coming from her her to him.
Yeah, so right? He's not showing any sign.
And he is not showing any sign that he's ready to settle down.
Okay, one of the fears why men want to run away from getting married and all in time is because they believe that they're not financially stable. But from the story,
he is financially okay.
The who?
Yeah.
Maybe he's not mentally. Okay. Maybe he's not mentally ready. Hmm. So that's where the question of Toba Fair, if you're not ready, why am I speaking too much of Yoruba today? Yoruba that sounds like we want the pig by the roadside. But hey, if you're not ready, to don't start where you can finish. That's what they say for one.
But I mean, he's been with her for 7 years.
And many things should have been happening.
It's not even that.
Okay, that's not my business. Sorry.
That is not even the bone of contention right now. Yeah. You see, being together with someone in a relationship comes with some kind of commitment. It comes with some kind of sacrifice, some kind of responsibility, right? Yeah. They have made decisions that must have, you know, maybe they have sacrificed some things because they had to make a certain decision. Mm. And, you know, they've been together for that long. 7 years is not beans.
It's not my
right? Miles. So, I mean, she's worried. I don't know if she's just being paranoid or, you know, it's just her insecurity coming to play here. Maybe the man really do love her.
Mm-hmm.
And is not just ready mentally, like you said.
Maybe he wants to surprise her.
Mm. Yeah. But she needs our help right now. She's really worried. She's confused. What do you think you can tell her that would make her feel better? Or, you know, help the situation right now. Because she is listening. Her name is Osaz.
Mm-hmm. Dummy name?
No, it's her real name.
Ah,
and
Saz
she's
casting.
Listening. She chose to to be... she's not casting.
Okay.
Say that.
Mm.
Anyway, the phone lines are open, 0700-993-993-993. And the female-only line is 01465-7190. Osaz needs our help right now.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Wow.
The two techers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was listening to your comment you just read out now about the situation of a man.
Yeah.
Or a lady.
Yeah. Yes.
You see, Peke, you see, is it the lady that will marry the man? I want to ask a question before I answer her situation. Is it the lady that will marry the man or the man will marry the lady? Because I know that the lady herself, it was as a result of her mother that is thinking her. That what is happening after 7 years. So in my advice to her is this: if it is a man that is marrying you and both of you are comfortable materially, then I don't think there is anything wrong for you not to watch the man. You are as a woman, you are watching the man you are friending. Your attention should be with him. Can you hear me?
That's right.
Yes, your attention should be with the man you are marrying.
Monitor,
now,
I'm sure.
If both of you are together, definitely there is something that the man is still asking for. And definitely if the man finds it out from you, and with the time you are in a hurry, both of you can be together. Because you have stayed a long way, 7 years, that's nothing.
You don't reach
to even get one baby for her now.
Or two.
So my advice to the lady, as far as she's comfortable, let her just focus. She's watching the man. That is her man.
Okay.
He's her man. Let her just exercise pressure with the man. Let the man decide.
All right.
We have Shade. Shade is calling from Ikeja. Hi, what's up, Lagos? Welcome.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Hey, good morning. So I really can resonate with this story because this exact same thing happened to me last month.
Wow.
I was dating him for 7 years.
Wow.
And I don't know, it just went without saying. My parents knew him, my family knows him, his family as well, they know me. His mom would even be calling me to be pressuring me. And when I hear people getting married, I was like, I'm talking to the wrong person, call your son and talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually what I did was I called him and told him, so it is either we're getting married or we're not. So what exactly do you want? And so he goes on and on about, well, he doesn't know me well enough to get married, we've been long distance for 2 years, this and that. And I was shocked. I was like, what exactly do you mean? Like, what do you mean by you don't know me? We've been together for 7 years. So it was devastating for me, to be honest. But
wow.
I think I'm getting over it now. So what I would advise Osas to do is, you have to decide for, she has to decide for herself, what exactly do you want? Do you want to get married? Is he ready to get married? Is he putting a timeline to it? I mean, you can't just... If she's sure she wants to get married, marriage is something she wants, then mm-hmm. she should talk to him. They should make that decision and make it fast.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what she's thinking, but to me, time is very important. I don't know if she can afford to.
That's right.
So she really needs to talk to him, and they need to make a decision as soon as possible. I mean, you don't want to look back and regret 7 years. In fact, it's difficult for me because I'm like, where do I start from? I'm not ready for talking stage and all of that. So she has to move on and move on fast. Decide what she wants to do and do it fast. Thank you very much. I really enjoy your program every time.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Shade. We appreciate.
Wow, what an experience.
What an experience.
I don't
indeed.
Know you well. After 7 years.
After 7 years. Like, really, what were we doing for the past 7 years? That like, you don't know me too well to settle down with me?
Okay.
Mercy is calling on the line. Hi, Mercy. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Thank you very much for this very topic.
Okay.
You see, one thing is, I didn't want to call this, but when I heard about this topic or size of a thing, I decided to go. See, advise her, let her just manage to ask him, but that man is looking for fault. It happens to me. Yes, at this point, the man is looking for fault. Is to cast her one or two flimsy excuses anyway. So better tell your side to move to ask her for asking for asking sake and move on with his with her life. Okay. Every year is not 7 days. What is he learning again from the girl? They are like that. So I just want to tell yourself that you shouldn't continue to waste her time. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Mercy.
I was hoping Mercy would share her own story to say it happened to her.
Wow.
I know of a lady of 9 years. You know.
Wow. And, I don't know.
And the guy just hid under, my parents do not like you. My parents said this, my parents said that.
And it was over.
And that was it. I mean, it happens even the other way around.
I think that most times, right, where this issue or why it will... Okay, there's someone on the line right now. Habib. Hi, Habib. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, alive.
Yeah, this is Abi calling from the Jew.
Welcome.
Yeah, you know, that guy is just wasting our time. Dating a lady for 7 years is just a waste of time.
How do we know for sure that he's just wasting her time?
My brother, what would you study now? Yeah, I met my wife after 4 months. We eventually settled down. And it's just 9 years marriage now.
Wow.
Do you understand? Even if you study one woman for 100 years, the quarrels between the husband and the wife is inevitable. Do you understand? It's a normal thing.
Okay.
You quarrel, you reconcile. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
Right.
So what I would advise the lady now, she just called the guy and asked him, what do you have for me? Do you understand?
That's right.
So as a guy, I know his response if the guy is not ready.
Okay.
Do you understand? So
what do you think will be his response?
Since the both family, the family like the girl, and the girl, the family also like the guy. So it's not left for the guy now to decide. Do you understand? What I would advise the lady now is call him and ask him, what do you have in plan for me? 7 years is a waste of time, bro. So that's just it.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate for that. You wanted to know what the response would be.
Yeah. If he wasn't serious, there's a kind of response he was going to give.
It's mostly excuses.
Okay, Grace is on the line. Hi, Grace. What's up, Lagos? Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Turn on the volume on your radio.
I've turned it down.
Oh, great. Talk to us.
Good morning, Adeo, V, Andrea. I'm Teke.
Good morning. Welcome.
The topic is interesting. It happened to my younger sister, but they are married now. Their children are abroad.
Wow.
They dated for 8 years. And the mother-in-law said, over her dead body, she should not, the son should not marry
the girl.
My younger sister.
Uh-huh.
But he insisted, rather, they went to the same higher institution. They finished from ABU. They served in Kano. Then, because the mother insisted, they left them alone. And they put themselves in family way. So there was no option for the mother.
Uh-huh.
After 1 year, they later married.
Okay.
As I'm talking to you now, the first son is in Georgia reading his master's.
Wow.
The second son is there doing his degree. And they're happily settled.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the father-in-law that loved her so much died yesterday.
Oh.
So the guy is serious. He can go ahead against all odds. If he's really,
if he is serious,
if he really
with
wants to settle down with her.
Okay.
The lady should use her tongue to count her feet.
Okay. All That's right. Thank take. You. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
All right.
Thank you. We have what's her name now? Eva. Eva is a first time caller calling from Lekki.
The topic that you guys are treating on, unlike me, I have dated for this going to 8 years now. So what I want to just say that the guy should just open up to the lady and tell her that I want to marry you or I will not marry you, so that it will just stop wasting the guy's the lady's time. Because they say procrastination is the thief of time. And we ladies, we grow old, in short, older than our age self. So we should just stop wasting our time.
Okay.
Yes. Whatever.
Thank you so much.
Wow. And welcome. First time caller.
Okay. If you want to be a part of the show to help Osaz with what she's experiencing right now, feel free to call us up 0700-993-993-993. Or if you're a woman, you can call 01-465-7190. It's quite a dicey situation. Do you think that she hasn't really been telling, tabling the matter to him the way she should? Maybe she's, you know, still rigmaroling with the conversation to him, and he's like trying to pet her and all. She's not being stern to asking him, this is what it is.
Yeah.
Tell me now or I move.
That could be a factor. That could be a reason. Maybe she has not really been stern and, you know, asking it and letting her know. And sometimes not being stern, it's not demanding for a right, because some ladies do that.
Yeah.
It's about having a conversation and with an understanding, with an open mind.
Yeah.
Because usually when you tie it to the fact that you spent 7 years together, so that's a lot, you must marry. No, you've got it wrong. People have spent longer than that. And, you know, if the guy never had the plans that they were going to get married and he didn't tell you, yes, it's 40 on his side, but it is what it is. So usually it's a conversation.
I want to ask you as a man.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that some I know the phone lines are buzzed, but I want to ask you, and I want it to be like a general, I just want to hear your thoughts.
Yeah.
Do men date you with the knowledge of, I'm going to marry you? Or they just date because I just want to have this babe around me?
Both, depending on the man and the foundation of that relationship.
Because I'm thinking,
So if a man is looking out, is out there looking for a wife, all right, and then you are ready.
Yes.
A man who's ready and is looking for a wife.
Yes.
If you go into a relationship at that time, whatever relationship you accept in your life, that means you have the plan to get married.
Yes.
But that's like a few percentage of men. Most men, you know, the first thing you do is first like the woman. The first one to find out whether the woman is, everything is cool, calm. If the woman is faithful, is this and that. many years down the line before they start thinking about whether they want to get married to the person or not. Mm. So that's the way I know from my little experience.
Okay.
Also, I talked about foundation. Yeah. That foundation, I'll get back to it because from experience, the foundation of the relationship sometimes could make the man want to have skepticism.
Yeah. If this person is who I want to get married to or not. But I mean, tell her, let her know that, I mean, I know that we spent this quite long years together, but this is what I have and envisaged for our marriage and for our lives. And this is what I want. And this is not what I'm getting. That's and then they move on.
Absolutely. That telling is tough because, you have been
Kicking
the soup.
Hello. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Yes, good morning, the Techers.
Good morning.
My name is Rollins.
Welcome, Rollins.
Welcome.
Thank you. I just want to say something about that matter on the ground.
Yeah.
You see, dating differs. Even you as a lady, when the guy met you and started talking with you and liked you, and probably you liked him or you loved him, what was in your mind? What was in your mind? What do you want? You just want a fine guy, probably who has a good job or one thing or the other, or, you know, just an ordinary guy. You just like him the way he is. Or what is on your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about your life? Are you considering how old you are, considering what you want for life and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think these things, you know, are very plain. Because I have seen guys who dated a lady or thereabouts, and after 6 months or so, you say, that girl is too serious, I beg. I never had one serious. So it also has to do with the lady. And then most times, you see, you know, we ladies, we want to play God. You are seeing the thing, the handwriting is written on the wall. You want the guy to tell you. What is he telling you? Men are not, or they are not men or people of many words. They don't tell anything. Their actions and whatever tells you everything.
That's right.
So by the time you begin to ask a man, are you ready for marriage? Do you really want to marry me? Are you not seeing? This man is not ready. This man still wants to play around. And then come to your family telling you, a serious man who has integrity, who has respect for himself, who is focused, will not come and tell you his family said no. If he has seen what he wants, the onus is on him to convince his family.
That's right.
And when a man puts his leg down that this is what I want, there is no family that can tell you won't do it. Yes, the family will grumble. It's all like a woman. Everybody will be talking. You know, you're a woman. This is that. But if a man puts his foot down, and his mother will grumble. His father, even his relation will grumble. But they cannot stop him.
All right. Thank you. So let's not keep the baton on the line from a relay. He's a first time caller too.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Concerning the lady in question, I believe most guys, the reason why they feel to go into marriage at this time is because of finances. And at the same time, if there is no, maybe if the man has money to do anything, maybe to also organize a wedding or to marry the woman, it has to do with the woman's character too.
Okay.
So maybe the man is still trying to watch
observe
out for the lady's character, you understand?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You understand. So I think the lady in question should try to talk with the man, try to ask for an honest review from him about her, maybe like something that he's looking out for in her that she's not doing.
Okay.
You know, there are sometimes like my wife before we got wedded, there are sometimes I ask from her ask of an honest review about me, what she likes.
Okay.
Whether she's enjoying the relationship or there are some things she wants me to do she's not saying from me.
Okay.
You get.
Okay.
That's a key.
Sorry, Batunde. But he made sense.
That's a key element, especially the fact that having an honest opinion about your partner, no matter how long you guys have stayed together, especially when you're not married. This guy could have a lot of reservations, but because of, you know, that guilt that I've kept this lady for a number of years. So he can't just come out. He's looking for an opportunity. So
that will be very obvious.
That's why the mindset of because we have spent so many years together, we must get married, has to be changed. There's no law that says because you have spent time together, you must get married. No. What we determine is when both of you agree, and both of you is not just the man, not just you, it's both of you being on the same page, right? So that honest opinion matters a lot. I think that's a good advice to Osaz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't let him know that it's because of the marriage you want to know. But find out from him his honest opinion about you and how you guys have been in this relationship. It might look like after 7 years, no, but at least still find out.
Mm-hmm.
From there, you might just get leads. You might just hear things that he might want you to improve on. And then if there are things you can improve on, that could also help, you know, to fast track things. That's just my thought from that last call.
Okay, I think I'm liking where all of this is going.
Yeah.
I would probably trigger Osas to make a decision today.
Yeah.
Excuse me, to make a decision today to know the way forward.
That's right.
You know, because she sounded really worried, and you know, you can be 7 years in a relationship and no headway. You should know where you're going. So I'm hoping that today she's going to be triggered to make a decision as to, you know, her relationship. We have WhatsApp messages, and this is coming from No Name. Guessing anonymous says, good morning to the techers. Been a long time I tuned in due to work, but I'm home today. The lady needs to speak to the guy so as to know where she stands, just like Sade. She needs to know now so as to avoid being hurt beyond measures when he finally speaks up that he isn't interested anymore. Okay, another here. This is coming from Matthew from Shagam says, please, the lady should know that nobody should tell a deaf and dumb man to start running after seeing everyone in market running in different direction. I'm not clear on that.
Say that the signs are clear. It's okay. Time for you to just, you know.
Yeah.
They don't tell blind man's hearing the fall, all that kind of thing, yeah.
Okay. Inse Akpan Etok says, good morning, the techers. 7 years is a long time. What have they been talking about all these 7 years? My wife and I decided to marry just 3 months into our relationship, but we dated for over 2 years and now we are married for 11 years. So let them have a serious discussion about their future, and from then she would know whether or not she can continue the relationship. Mm-hmm. E Plus, the storyteller, says, in the course of dating, there are always red flags that you can never miss, and one of them is the unnecessary delay syndrome from either of the parties. Even if you are the president of observation committee, it should be well defined within a time frame.
Right.
All right. God Sing from Idowu from Satellite Town says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? The lady needs to inquire from the guy and take necessary actions because 7 years is not easy. Oh, many people have received heartbreak afterwards. Another here says, I'm currently in this kind of situation and I am going to marry her. I am in an 8-year relationship.
8 year.
It's coming from Chooks. I mean, but you are setting.
You've told her.
And that's fine. But this time around, Osas
needs,
she needs assurance. That assurance.
But even if it was to give assurance, it was not assured at the end of the day. So at the end of the day, man, you can't tell who's going to finally really, really. That's why marriage is like a miracle sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because so many factors could stop it from happening. Let's hoping that Osas would have a reason to make a decision. I mean, she'll be making a decision as we speak.
Yeah.
More calls coming in.
Absolutely.
Hello?
Hello? Okay, 0700-993-993-993.
Hello?
Hello?
What's up,
Lagos? Chest alive. Welcome.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm happy calling the station for the first time. I'm a first time caller, and
yay.
You know, I enjoy your show a lot of the time. So I want to have my input on this matter you are discussing. You know,
okay.
One of those things I've seen as the ill of the society at the moment is you know, all this issue of boyfriend girlfriend matters. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Whereby I have. You know, two, you know, you say grown-ups, you know, having this boyfriend, girlfriend, and all of a sudden, what they are engaging in now is all this sexual part of, you know, the relationship. Mm-hmm. So by the time you start having that part of, having sex,
to get it,
mm-hmm. you know, so before you know it, the zeal or the willingness to now say you want to even get married will start going down, because you feel like, oh, even if I should get married, this the thing that I'll be enjoying as a, you know, couples, you understand?
Okay.
So it goes a long way. So 7 years is too much for, you know, a lady to be in such a relationship whereby the guy is not even saying something about them moving forward. So I would just advise the lady to just say, you know, have the guy sit down, they discuss about it, and, you know, let him realize that she's not going any, you know, younger.
Yeah.
So they can, start up their
family.
Their family.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Have a nice day.
All right, thank you.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Calling, indeed.
Wow.
He was excited talking to us.
Absolutely.
So he's saying that she has to, a majority of people who sent in messages and calling as well said she would definitely have to talk to him, ask him what's the matter, what's going on. But right now, okay, fine, we have said she needs to talk to him.
Wouldn't that show some desperation?
Now, apart from that, you know, she has been talking to him. I don't want us to erase that fact. She has been talking to him. So could it be that she hasn't been talking to him appropriately? Could it be that she hasn't been hitting the nail on the head while talking to him? And also, on the man's part, it could be that he's also sensing some kind of desperation and he's feeling scared as well. Because I know that some men, when they hear this marriage of a thing, right?
Yeah.
Coming from the man or the woman they're dating, and it's becoming persistent, they feel this desperation, you know, and they're going back
just
and, you know,
question,
and
they're asking
questions, is there something more? Why is she trying to pressure me into doing this? And then they're on into their shell, right? So that could also be a thing. So maybe we should help her as to how she can tell him or talk to him regarding the current situation.
All right. That's a good way to put the... I mean, a good way to start from. So if you're calling right now, what you need to do is, how can she put the conversation forward to the guy? Been together 7 years and she's now skeptical. She's worried that, are we going to get married or not?
Mm-hmm.
The guy's not showing sign. The guy's not saying anything just yet. And she's had a conversation with him before concerning it. So how should she go about it now? You know, that's where we should be. That's what I said. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello, we can hear you.
Hello.
Hi, we can hear you. Oh, network, not friendly.
Hello. Aye. Okay, the phone lines 0700-993-993-993 and the female-only line 01465-7190. There are quite a lot of calls, so that it could be jamming.
Yeah.
Andy is on the line. Andy is calling from Ajah.
I'm mentioning that name.
No.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Welcome.
Wow, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I'm a first-time caller.
Yay. Welcome.
Welcome, Andy.
Yeah, I'm happy that I love your show every day. You know, I listen to your show. I'm so happy.
Thank you.
Listen to your show.
It.
Yeah, you guys are really doing well. You're doing well.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's good.
Thank you.
Actually, I want to say something, you know. Let me just say, it happened to me anyway. That is from, we're dating this girl from 7 years, you know, since 7 years. And back then in school, we're in school. So she was just giving funny. I don't know. Like, I really have in mind to get married to her, but she was just reluctant, you know, so I had to like, okay, if that's the case. But she just stopped calling me, talking to me, and that's it.
Oh, wow.
So up to today, she didn't call. And wow. Not at all.
Wow. Maybe she felt you were wasting her time.
No. Actually, I was really ready, but she was reluctant, so oh. I don't really know.
Oh.
So, and for me, I want to advise her to serve. She should, like, tell the guy, you know, just to caution him if he's really ready.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Okay. Thank you for sharing. Thank you. We appreciate wow. your advice. So,
some
yeah.
guys, no chill. So, the moment you don't show a sign, they move.
They move. And that's wow. it, right? That's it. I just want to appeal to gentlemen. I know that you're a gentleman, and I yeah. know that you're an awesome man listening to me or listening to the Techers right now. If you have a woman that you are in a relationship with that you love sincerely, genuinely, from the bottom of your heart, and you want to settle down with her, make it clear. Make it open. Let her know that you are with her.
Yeah.
And you want to be with her for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
And then when all is clear, maybe financially, mentally, or whatever obstacle that could be hindering you from settling down with her, when that is clear, please do the needful. Do not keep a woman waiting rather.
That's right.
Do not keep her waiting. It's not even fair. Mm. Trust me, it's not even fair. And you know, when people say biological clock is ticking, mm-hmm. it's cliche, right? But it's yeah. the truth.
That's right.
It is the truth. That's so right. you don't be unfair. For you, yours might not be, you know, clicking or ticking, but it is for her.
That's right.
It is.
That's right, man. I totally agree, and I can feel the passion which you spoke that, and I'm sure a lot of ladies could be in that same situation right now. And it's just a good advice to take. Hi, good morning.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive!
How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Good day.
Yeah.
Love you always.
We love you yes. too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm calling from Aja. My name is Rebecca.
Hi, right, Rebecca. Welcome.
Let's talk.
Yes. So for my lady friend Osas, I will tell her, just get up, put yourself together, and walk away.
Hmm.
It happened to me many years ago, and I just woke up one day. I said, what am I doing?
Hmm.
I called the guy. I said, look, time off, the game is over. I'm not playing games anymore, okay?
Hmm.
When you think you're ready to play, call me. If you're not ready to play, don't call me.
Mm.
And that was it.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Hmm. Okay. Thank you so much.
Any other people who have said, what is she waiting for? She see the handwriting. Yes, she sees the handwriting.
Yeah.
She right. get carried away with all the love of the past and blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
7 years. Enough to have.
All
I mean, look into anything you want to look at. Understand? You can never understand everything. Anyway,
yeah.
Even God in heaven, we are still trying to understand Him. So I don't see how any other human being wants to understand somebody totally.
Mm. That's right. Thank you so much. Appreciate. We are in a moment sponsored by Land Lotto, and Land Lotto well, in 2 days' time. That's today's 28th, 29th, 30th. 3 days' time.
Oh, wow.
I mean, monthly jackpot, somebody win 500,000 naira. That's half a million, guys.
Yeah.
And also, we also got some claims. They'll be here tomorrow to give you more information. But there's some stories that by the 31st, when they'll be presenting the half a million to the winner, they'll give more people the opportunity to win on the daily draw. So mm-hmm. I don't know. Be you. All you need to do, well, you get the information on how you can play Land Lotto right after this call from Bravado. Hello, Bravado. Ooh la la, it's the first time caller. Bravado is gone. Let's take a message from our sponsor, and we come back to hear more of advice for Osas.
You don't hear about Land Lotto, you don't ready to win better. This one na ogbonge opportunity for you to change your life, come move enter new level. You know say with Land Lotto,
if you carry 200 to win 10,000 naira daily. If you play 500, you fit win 50,000 naira every Super Saturday. If you can play 1,000 naira, you fit win half a million. If you get mine, put 2,000 naira, you fit become landowner for our land mega win. If you can't get mine, come on, try your luck. If you play with 3,000 naira to win an apartment in this our Lagos.
To play, make you register on top www.landloto.ng and make you follow all the instructions with them give you. Land Lotto, you win every day.
Welcome back. Yes, sir. Well, www.landloto.ng. That's where you can play. And you get all information and you can play. We want you listening to us. Go to win this money so that I can come and share. You know, don't worry. I won't take much. Just buy me rice and pomo.
Are you kidding?
All right.
Okay, we're back to the clinic. I think I should read the story again. So yep. If you're tuning in and wondering what's going on, you want to be a part of the show, you can be a part of it. And maybe suggest or give Osaz an advice that could probably help her in the situation. Her story reads, I have been dating this man since we were in the university. I am in my 30s. Our relationship is going to 7 years now. Our families both know each other. His mother likes me so much. Same with his siblings. My family also like him. But my mom has been skeptical lately. She has been asking me, when are we getting married? And I have been telling her soon that when he is ready, he would propose. Initially, I wasn't bothered because he has been assuring me that we will settle down soon. Now, I don't know when soon is. He is comfortable financially. And I'm also doing my own business and making money. I don't know what the delay is. I am a bit worried. Is he going to waste my time after all these years? Then he won't propose. I also have been seeing some posts on social media that guys are saying because a woman stays with them that long does not mean he would marry her. I'm a little worried. Please, I need advice. She's and that's coming from Osas.
She's in her 30s.
Yeah, she's in her 30s.
Let's emphasize on that. Because, man. No.
You
should say something. Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Hi. Good to link up. I'm a first time caller.
Welcome.
My name is Florence.
Yes. What's your name?
Florence.
Oh, Florence. Aha. Welcome, Florence.
Yeah, thank you. All right, quick one for Osaz. So 7 years is a long time. It's a long time in anyone's life. I think she has to be very firm with her boyfriend now. They have to really sit and talk about the future. But I think she should start by telling him that, look, she's open to whatever decision he makes. Because sometimes mentally the guy may have detached himself from the relationship, but out of pity he's still hanging around, hoping she will be the one to pull the plug. Well, I will do something like, dude, it's fine. What do you really feel about me? What's the future? It's okay if you want us to part ways. I like you, but if you don't see us having a future together, let me know and we move on. It's fine than we just hanging together out of pity.
That's right. That
makes sense.
Solid advice.
That makes sense. So I'm sure Osaz is listening. I think let's bring that to our notice. Osaz is listening. So whatever you say right now, she is listening to all of it.
Absolutely. I think that's a good strategy, a good one. Sunday.
Yeah, hello. Check it.
Welcome, Sunday.
Yeah, I know I was your first caller the other time.
Okay.
Quickly, let's talk.
Yes, please. You see, let us not take these as other people's issue. You see, there are different thoughts for different folks. And this man is still in relationship. We have never heard anything like cheating. So let us be serious here.
Okay, but we're talking from the perspective of the person that sent the message. That's Osaz. She's worried. She's in her 30s.
Yes.
And this man has not said a word.
Yes.
And they have...
I understand, Collins.
Yes.
I understand, Collins. But what I'm saying is this. If this man is still in relationship with her, definitely, I believed in my own advice, let her stick to the...
Okay, so he's saying that Osaz should still...
She went.
She should still hang around.
Yeah.
But you know, I still go back to, I mean, majority of people who have called in said, you know, basically the same thing, that she needs to still talk to him and this time be very stern and say, what's up? What's going on? What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
What's her future? And just like Florence said, you can certainly talk to him and say, I understand if you must have to start yourself and you don't see a future for us. I like you. You like me. It's going to hurt me, but I need to move on with my life.
That's right. Well, this segment, this period is sponsored by Land Lotto. You know how to get a part of, you know, the plenty money that people are winning on a daily basis. And indeed, the monthly jackpots, of course, by the end of this month, $500,000 up for grabs. Someone, I don't know, it could be you. And I want it to be you. Landlotto.ng, that's the website, landlotto.ng. Go there and make sure you can take advantage of this as you proceed.
Adeshowa.
Yes, on the line.
Welcome.
What's up, guys?
Cheers alive.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Adeshowa from Ikorodu.
You're welcome.
See, the perspective I'm looking at, first and foremost, Sunday is my birthday.
Wow.
So I'm sharing the same month with Nigeria Info.
Wow.
So congratulations.
I don't carry last, I carry the whole month meal.
Yeah, so,
so
happy
the
birthday.
The perspective I'm looking at is that maybe the guy is fighting some battles you don't really know.
Hmm.
See, when I was actually dating my husband, the mother never liked me, but she didn't show it to me. But the son too didn't want me to know that the mother doesn't like me. You know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So he may be good.
Ooh,
and they show up.
We have WhatsApp messages. Philip from Suler here says, what's up, Lagos? Dating for so long, probably 7 years or more, doesn't guarantee marriage. The lady in question should be able to identify exactly what she wants, because as soon as she does that, she can as well identify what kind of relationship she is in. These days, most relationships are cruise. Mm. And also, family doesn't pressurize her to make a choice that she will regret, because at the receiving end of everything, she'll be the one to face the rot.
That's right. That's right. Wow. Good man is first time caller from Ikeja, also on the line. Let's take good man as we. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
How you doing there?
We're doing good.
We're fine, yeah.
I've been listening to this program for quite some time now. Okay, let me make my little contribution.
Uh-huh.
All right, welcome. Let's hear
the advice I have for SAS, she had nothing to do again in that relationship.
Hmm.
It's just like a popular adage of saliva lasting longer in the mouth. If you leave saliva in your mouth more than necessary, if you get to a point, the saliva turns to water.
Hmm.
You can't swallow it, and then the best option for that in your mouth is to spew it out.
Hmm.
That guy is fed up on her, and then he's waiting for her to just make a move, and it's okay, that is the end.
Wow.
My advice for her is that if in the course of this relationship, let him be open, if there was nothing like abortion at any point in the course of that relationship, she has nothing to lose. Let her go ahead with her life, and the guy also find his way into whatever else he can go up and hook up with. That's just a little advice. She has no option.
All right.
To quit that relationship. Thank you.
Thank you, good man. Kelly will be the last caller before we run away. Don't forget that this particular segment is sponsored by Land Lotto right here. Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Kelly calling. Hello. Good morning, Lagos.
What's up, mate? We know that feeling.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead, please.
I will follow what that lady said, Florence. I think Osaf should call the man.
Yeah.
The guy in question, the relationship, we should call him, sitting down. No, talk to him. Gone are the days when you leave things. You don't want to discuss. As a lady, you don't want to come up with issues like this, because they will look at you and say you are desperate. But this day is no longer like that. She have her own future.
Yeah.
Age is no longer on her side. She's in her late 30s.
That's right.
And probably maybe the guy is just
playing. Playing, right. Oh, boy. I think we got the advice right there. I think that's a much.
That's a much that we can take. Lots of WhatsApp messages as well. But hey, we need to step aside for the news to come up at 12. Thank you so much, Lagos. You are always coming through. You're awesome. Thank you so much.